welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us every week. It's good to hear everybody. Well, like, not hear, maybe see. No, maybe we're just happy you guys are hanging out with us out there. That's what it's all about.
Whatever's happening.
Ava and I are here. Don is off gallivanting somewhere. We don't know where, but it's going to be good. We're going to be talking with Brian Bankston. He's down at the Sportsman Show. That's going on this weekend at the Minneapolis Convention Center. You don't want to miss that, and that's going to be a cool event. We're going to be talking a little bit about that, what's new in the boats, and anything else hot and happening down there. So stay tuned. A lot and more coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
Trying to wake up.
It's the weekend.
It is.
Another weekend. Where are the weeks going?
You know, and what I find is I'm struggling with this year. I walk outside this week. It was beautiful during the week. It's going to be beautiful today. And then tonight.
It just changes.
It's chilly. Yeah. And then I'm going skiing tomorrow.
You might as well.
Last hurrah.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound like the cold is going to last long either.
No. It's but
for like a week.
It's like this up and down. It's like it was 30 below and then 4 days later it's 40 degrees.
Well, they say March comes in like a
lion?
No.
Lamb?
Comes in like a lamb.
It leaves
like a lion.
Yeah. Well.
So we'll see.
My buddy's out west skiing and he said they just got 18 inches of snow in one day. And I'm thinking, just keep going north. I'm heading to Big Sky.
Well,
in
and
April.
Hey, are you Irish at all?
No. Oh. I'm Norwegian, completely opposite of
Irish.
Well,
then why don't you just go home? Because it's not your weekend.
I got nothing. No, it's definitely not. I can wear green like a madman, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get pinched. That's the biggest thing. It is. I mean, who wants to get pinched? We all want to be kissed.
We're just... You guys, I can't make this up. This is not, you know... This is radio. You got to love... Absolutely.
It's good radio.
Yeah, it's great radio. I can't miss it. I know sometimes I do, though. What I will say, though, is we've got some guests coming up in the next week or so here. One of them is going to be coming on. We're going to be talking about some of the limits that are going to be changing. We're going to talk about that in the upcoming days. And it should be... Actually, we're going to talk about part of them later on in the show. So that'll be interesting. But we're going to talk with one of the guys up at Mille Lacs, Tony Roach. We've had him on the show before. And then we're also going to talk with a gentleman that's a good friend of the show. It's down here with a lot of people have met when they come to Red Wing to go fishing before the Minnesota Fishing Opener, since there's no lakes necessarily that are open to quote-unquote catch walleye. And a lot of people come down here. So we're going to be talking to Chris Winchester. He's one of the main guys down at Everett's Resort. Talk a little bit about what's going on there. He just got back from doing some guiding down in Louisiana. And that's kind of cool. A lot of redfish, catfish. And
that's what I want to do.
It's fun.
I want to noodle.
Bull, those bull reds. No, this you don't noodle down there. That's not noodling. No. You can noodle in other parts of the country, but that, not in that spot.
I didn't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I just want to do it.
Let's jump.
I don't know where I can do it, but I just want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. You'll come back with your arm missing. And
I don't even care.
It's all good. Jump into a quick story because I want to get this one in. It's pretty interesting that I came up with it out of Meat Eater. We all love that.
Yeah, I saw that was on the docket, and I said, ooh, Meat Eater.
So 5 hard truths about public land and turkey hunting.
Okay.
We'll jump right
into
it.
That they're not on them?
Number one. And obviously, sometimes you'd have to go hunt public land. Someone will interrupt your hunt, number one. Seems like a no-brainer. All right. After all, we're sharing the woods, but we don't know what will happen. Murphy has another way of showing up at inopportune times, and, of course, that you have to expect. The key is how you adapt and respond to it.
Yeah.
You just have to expect it. Then your upset level won't be that high.
Yep.
So keep that on the down low. And turkey may live to see another day, but at least you're going to be out there. Those gobblers on public land can sniff out bad turkey callers. So hopefully there's someone else that's bad that scoots them away from their area and pushes them into your area. But the thing is, turkey have a very, very acute sense of hearing. And they are very in tune with what is and what is not a good turkey sound. Both at volumes and, of course, type of signal. So they process the sound in a way where you can determine direction and distance based on the different pieces of information that's coming at them, and they constantly turn their head ever so slightly, and they can nail that area down. So they really will know exactly where that caller is, and hopefully they'll push them into an area where you're at, and hopefully they won't scare it out. Number three, turkeys cling to private land sanctuaries. A lot of public land turkey hunts will end. You'll be driving your favorite public land honey hole and a spot a flock adjacent to private land within the callable distance. You think that's not a problem, right on the public land boundary, you should be just fine. Next thing you know, better part of the morning's gone. The flock isn't moving from their private land sanctuary. Mm. They know what is and what is not a place to go. So you won't call a tom to somewhere that he doesn't want to be. Turkeys have been bumped by hunters, tend to find an area where they feel safe, and they stay there. So you're not necessarily going to move them. The good news is core areas aren't too terribly far from where you found them during the preseason scouting. And last but not least, you have to work harder than most times in most areas if you want to hunt public land. Interesting part is half of all hunter locations were highly concentrated and occupying 2.9% wildlife management areas, and moreover, 27% of the property held 90% of the hunters. Bottom line is, good public land hunting areas still can be found. Fun is learning how to locate those birds in those under the radar places. So
I always just feel like I see them on private land.
Yeah, well,
like I never see them out on public
land. They
get
spooked, and that's part of it.
Well,
but
they're smart,
yeah,
and it drives me crazy.
Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking with Brian Bankston from Intune Marine about what's going on down at the Minneapolis Sportsman Show. Hang tight for that and more when we come back.